Hello there, and you're very welcome to Everything 80s. Thanks for joining me. Tonight I'm going to play some of the songs that made the 80s one of the favourite music decades of the last 50 years. I'm Deck Chair. If you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show by emailing radioactive80s@gmail.com. Tonight it's 80s with an edge, but before that, let's start the very first show with the very first number one single of the 80s from the band who don't release singles.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them.
the phone booth, it's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just try to call.
Don't leave me hanging on the telephone.
What you're saying, I cheated a small bit there. Hanging on the Telephone was in fact released in 1978, but it just fitted in nicely with the ringing tone and all that. Before that, another Brick in the Wall, and it was producer Bob Ezrin who recognised the potential of that song, but in its original form was only 1 minute 20 seconds long. Add a disco beat, repeat the verse a second time, get the kids from the local high school to sing it, and hey presto, your first number one.
All right.
little bit of neo-psychedelia there for you. Julian Cope and the Teardrop Explodes. I've heard that song described as a song that's on every single compilation of 80s music. Could be right, could be right. Next up, one of my favourite artists of all times. If I had a cent for every time I saw this guy play live, well, I'd have about 5 or 6 cents.
Calgary's information. Have you got yourself an occupation?
All of us are here to stay. All of us are on their way. And I would rather be anywhere else but today.
There was a check on Charlie. No laughing parted when you've been on the murder mile. Only takes one itchy trigger, one more widow, one less white nigger.
All of us are here to stay. All of us are on their way. And I would rather be anywhere else.
That's dedicated to my late father, and that's Declan McManus and Elvis Costello's Oliver's Army. Okay, again, released maybe in the late 70s after Elvis Costello's first visit to Belfast, but the music video did feature on MTV's first broadcast day, and that, of course, was on the 1st of August 1981. Now, something a little closer to home.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of local Irish talent for you there, and we'll try and make sure and play a couple of Irish songs on the show each night. Now, time to slow things down just a small bit, because I can't keep that pace up all night.
Come Not your business anyway. I guess I'd like second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was.
First off, that time we had Prefab Sprout with Cars and Girls, and the Brucey in that song, of course, is Bruce Springsteen, and McAloon is having a pop there at his perceived lyrical style and narrow repertoire. McAloon suggesting that some things are hurt more than just Cars and Girls. After Cars and Girls, then we had two more girls. This is Anne Vega and Hazel O'Connor with a classic, Will You? Remember now, you're listening to Everything 80s on RadioactiveInternational.com. If you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show, RadioactiveEighties@gmail.com.
it twice. You come over to my place, you're screaming blue murder, need someplace tonight. Hey, well, I wish you'd keep quiet, imagine mentions one night and these paper thin walls. And when the place comes to blaze with a thousand drop names, I don't know who to call.
Thank you. I take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
And that, of course, was The Cure and Boys Don't Cry, re-released in 1986, especially for my little sister, Cleena, a big Cure head, and I kept that song close to the end of the show, so she'd have to listen to most of the show before she heard it. A little bit of ska before that, and before that, her own Boomtown Rats looking at us.
Thank God. impossible today. You know I never knew that it could be so strange. Hello, I'm sorry I lost my.
That was R.E.M. Next up, Squeeze. And just hold on to your seats while this one starts.
Seven, she visualized the heaven.
And that, of course, was Squeeze with a little bit of Slap and Tickle. And I have to say, I'm looking forward to seeing Squeeze in the Westport Festival on the 29th and 30th of June, along with the Waterboys, the Buena Vista Social Club, Elvis Costello, Hazy Dixie is there, Jack L is there, and a whole heap of others. Reginald D. Hunter's doing a little bit of comedy, as indeed is Carl Spain. So if you've got absolutely nothing else to do on the bank holiday weekend, get yourself down to Westport. I was there last year. Absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, these guys won't be there, and I missed them in the Olympia a couple of weeks ago. Here's Dexys.
Best put me to the touch faith.
Sorry about that, Morrissey, but we've run out of time a small bit. We'll have you back on the show next week. I'd like to thank Dexys, Depeche Mode and the Smiths for closing the show. Hope you enjoyed this little trip down memory lane. And don't forget, if you've got any suggestions for next week, you can email radioactive80s@gmail.com. So it's up to me to say goodnight. See you all same time, same place next week for, well, more of the same. Good night.